Congrats, that just leaves us with CWD regulations.
Yes, Mr. Chair. The hunting requirements and prohibited methods. Again, this stems back from a lot of discussion internally and with some of our stakeholders, and we appreciate you as a commission working with our recommendations for the 2020 season. We felt you moved the needle in the right way to try to help minimize the artificial spread of that prion across the landscape by hunters, unintentionally. I mean, not knowing that they're doing it. But as far as when it comes to the disposal standpoint, we feel based on the findings of CWD and additional hunting units and counties, trying to simplify our rules and our messaging and for our hunters to interpret what these rules are and whatnot, we feel this is a nice move, a good move to go forward. And I don't know if you want me to go through any of this, but essentially what this does for a hunter, if you do not leave those carcass remains in the field after harvest, if you take any of those carcass remains out of the field and go outside of the county of harvest, then you are required to dispose of those carcass remains in your garbage container or with a permanent landfill. Okay, so the same would hold true for processors and taxidermists. It would not matter now whether that county was an endemic or not. If it's coming from counties outside of where your business is located, they would have to follow those disposal requirements as well. I did not get a lot of feedback on this proposal. I see maybe 8 out 50-50 in favor and support. If finalized, obviously I'm going to work with Nick and others and Emily and whatnot to do the best we can to get this message out and market it and get this in front of our hunters and other stakeholders. So staff are here to ask for your favorable approval of this recommendation. And I think South Dakota, by moving forward with this, will set a good example of states that are experiencing and trying to manage CWD in their states as well. I think we've been setting a good example here, and we're going to need the cooperation of our members to help in meeting the intended goal of this rule change in objective. So with that, I'll try to answer any questions.
Do we have any questions for Chad? I just thank you. I mean, this is another very complex subject, and you're quickly becoming a national expert on this, unfortunately, for us, that you have to put your time into hammering through this. So I appreciate all of your expertise and work on this. It's never going to go away. It's kind of like hackers. I mean, we're going to deal with this forever. So I appreciate it, and we just got to keep doing incremental steps to try to contain what we can in the areas that we have control over. So good work on that. Any other questions or comments? Entertain a motion to approve.
So
motion by Sharp, seconded by Spring. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Thank you, Chad. That's a very well-organized job to get that all done today. And with that, we're actually going to be in recess until tomorrow morning, and we'll take up both river otters, the pheasant and grouse season finalizations, and then we'll start at number 22 and finish up our agenda in the morning. So with that, we are adjourned. Or we're in recess, until tomorrow.